Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
The words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they refused to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's idol.
Father God, I thank you that you are the God who is able to save us and who will rescue us by your mighty hand. Thank you that in the face of evil, when Satan does his worst, we can stand strong, knowing that you will deliver us. But Lord, I thank you even more for those great words of scripture. But even if he does not, we want you to know that we will not serve your gods. Father, I thank you for that miracle that I have seen in the lives of your people, that even when you have not delivered them in an obvious, observable way from sickness or oppression or attack, that they have served you and held on. God, help us to be believers in the dark. When everything would seem to point against you, when every shred of evidence would seem to scream out, your God does not exist. Help us to say, even then, we want you to know that we will not serve your gods or worship your idols. Father, I thank you that in those moments, you are most our God and we are most your people. Help us to live and to die for your glory.